Yes. Oh, come in. Oh, hello. Yes, that's it. I don't believe we've ever been formally introduced. My name is Miss Valeria, but I do tend to go by Sir. It looks better on paperwork and all that. So we stick with that, huh? Wonderful. So, do remind me how long you have been employed here. That's right, that's right. And you work as... Yes, a maid, that is it, that is it. There are many specialized jobs here, you know. To invite customers, you see. Well, you are part of the business, you know it all too well. I think I do remember you. My assistant, she was scouting the corners for suitable candidates, let's say. And I remember when she gave me your card, I was very taken by that very pretty face of yours. A lot of people in your line of work have beautiful bodies, but it was your face that I remembered. Hopeful, like you are now. But scared, I imagine. Not many people come up to talk to me. It is unfortunate that I have to tell you this, but we have received some complaints about your service. Yes, it is a real shame. I'm not looking to fire you. If you keep this conduct up, then I will, but I think this is something that you can learn. You see, we have had complaints that you have been, how do I say, screaming. You know, people can tell when you're faking pleasure. And, not to be crude, but I have heard it myself, and you sound a little like a dying animal of some sort. No, I do not mean it as an insult. I simply mean that you have been in the sex work industry before, yes? Perfect. And what you know very well is how to fuck. Do not get me wrong, it is a very valuable skill. But what you have known is how to open your legs. But here in the free use industry, you need a little more than that. You don't need to just know how to take it. You must learn how to tease, how to seduce. Do you understand? Wonderful. I think this is something that you can learn. You want to learn, don't you? You want to keep your job, Don't you? Wonderful. Then, we have many lessons to teach you. So, I am your client, let's say. How would you approach me? You are too forward, girl. You don't need to speak directly to me. You can do exactly what I am doing to you now. And you can look them up and down and look from afar and make them want you. You see, I may run this industry now, but for a long time I worked in it. Seduction is a skill, and one that I think with willingness you will learn very well. Now, try again. Don't come and talk to me. Seduce me with your eyes. Seduce me with that pretty face of yours that I remember. Better, better. You have trouble making eye contact, girl, don't you? I suppose just one more thing to teach you. Look at me. No. Come here. Look at me. What are you afraid of? Afraid I'll fire you. Afraid I'll dock your pay. Afraid I'll demote you, maybe. I won't. Or is that not what you're afraid of? Is it just me you're afraid of? Oh, my dear, I have nothing but the best of intentions for you. Don't worry. I am simply here to teach you. That's it. Very obedient, aren't you? Easy to take instructions, that is a promising sign. Kneel for me. That's it. Keep looking at me, that's it. Let me just grab that hair so I can see that pretty face of yours. So hopeful, so full of life and drive and lust. That was why I hired you, or why at least I gave my assistant the go-ahead to hire you. I could see the nature in your eyes. I could see just how much you wanted to please and obey. That's what I'm saying, girl. You have all the makings of a very good employee. But for that, you must learn how to enjoy pleasure. Take off your skirt for me. That's it. Wonderful. Just pull it down, I know. Now, let me inspect you. That's it. Lean back for me. Very, very cute. You are simply adorable. But still, it is that face of yours that does it. Those eyes, so big. Do you want me to touch you, girl? You look like it. That's it. Say please for me. You see, girl, now that is a moan. It is not a scream. It is a soft whimper of please. Say it again for me. Please, sir. Please. So very cute. Now, I will touch you. But I will not penetrate you in any way. That is not what you are here for. You are here to learn to tease, not to take. You know how to take already. That's it. Let me rub your slit. Sweetheart. So wet. I can see why you came into this line of work. You really are a very good needy girl, aren't you? Wonderful. Now, you are going to keep eye contact with me, sweetheart. You are not going to look away. You are not going to get shy as I rub your pussy. You are going to look at me. That's it. Tell me how it feels. Tell me exactly why it is pleasurable. You must know what it is that you are moaning for. For that fire that burns within when I touch you, huh? That's a very good reason. Does it make you want more? Yes. Now there is another real moan. It is not a yelp, although it can be. It's a soft admission of sluttiness. That's it. Yes, you can grind against my fingers, I don't mind. Put that slutty body of yours to use, that's it, you know how. Don't look away from me. I thought I made that clear. Look at me. Do you want me to continue? Then ask for it. Ask for exactly what it is that you want. Tell me word for word exactly how you want me to violate you. Oh, no, don't stop there. Tell me how you want to make that fire within you burn even brighter as you buck and come over my fingers, huh? Tell me. That's it. Now you know exactly why you are moaning. Because you want me to use this pussy of yours. Good. Good girl. That's it. Let me rub you just as you so desperately want me to. That's it. Keep looking at me. I don't want to stop seeing those big eyes of yours. Look at me. Look at me, darling. That's it. You're doing so very good for me. You are so cut out for this. That's it. Ask me if you want me to rub faster. That's it. Such a good girl. You need to learn to use that voice of yours more. Tell me again. Tell me you want me to rub over this clit of yours as fast as I can. Oh. Now that's adorable. But I think you can hold out a while longer. I did tell you I was going to teach you to tease. Now, come sit. Not many people get to sit on this chair. You should consider yourself very lucky. Hitch your skirt up when you get up. Come, sit on my knee. That's it. Now, rub yourself on my thigh. Get my pantsuit all wet for me. That's it. It can't be that comfortable, huh? But, oh, look at you, still rubbing so desperately for me. Let me grab the back of your neck, make it easier for you to keep looking at me while you rub. That's it. Slide back and forth and back and forth. And let that fire build. Now you see how to moan so desperately. You need it. Isn't that right? Yes. So now, when you're with a client, think of this. Think of a real desperate moan for me. Yes. Look at you. So good and obedient. You really were made for this. You were made to hump my leg. So good, so good. Look at that face covered with pleasure. No. I don't care how good it feels. Don't let your eyes roll into the back of your head. Look at me. That's it. That's it. Are you close? I can see it in those eyes. But I still don't think you have learned your lesson quite well enough. Stop rubbing for me. Yes. Yes, yes. Stop moving. That's it. Look at me. Let me stroke this face of yours. Before you come, I want you to promise me something. I want you to promise me you're going to be the best employee I've ever had from now on. You're going to promise me that you are going to be so good and serve perfectly. That's it. You want to keep your job, don't you? This is the dream for you, is it not? A slutty little maid to be used at all times. Now, you are going to make me a lot of money, aren't you? And maybe once in a while I'll call you up to see me, huh? I haven't seen the last of those pretty eyes of yours. Promise me. That's it. So very good. Now, let me slip my hand. You can rub on that instead. I won't be moving much to help you, but you can ride my fingers if you ask nicely. That's it. Ask, sir. Good girl. Now, let me just slip. You're so wet for me. They slip inside so easy. There you go. And I will put my thumb out so it's on that precious little clit. Now, you know what to do. Be a good, obedient girl and rub. That's it. So, so desperate. Those wines are more precious than any scream could be. So, so desperate. That's it. Writhe against me. You know how. Right, my fingers, as eagerly as you would a client. That's it. Moan for me. Really, moan for me. Feel that pleasure within you and moan. Don't stop looking at me. I want to see every bit of pleasure and desperation etched into those pretty features of yours. That's it. That's it. If you ask me very nicely, I'll curl my fingers. Find that nice spot that will make you come for me. Oh, no, no, no. Just please won't do. Ask me nicely. That's it. Okay. I will. Now there is another wonderful moan. Ride me. Ride me, maid. And come. Come for me and learn your lesson. That's it. That's it. Yes. Yes. There you are. So adorable. Have you learned your lesson, maid? You think so? Answer me again. Have you learned your lesson? Oh, there is a good girl. Now, usually I would send you to one of our aftercare rooms for our employees, but you can stay here for a little with me. I do not have a business meeting in a while, but I would like to talk. I have a spot open for a brand new job. It's a position I haven't had filled in a while. A personal assistant. Stay with me a while. Let me see what a good candidate you would make. That's it. Come here. Yes, you can come to me. I don't mind. We can stay here until my next meeting, okay?